Prologue. Channel. April 12th, 2161. You're telling me you were able to escape the Coalition and somehow find your way back to P3? How? Cass sat at a desk, her long blonde hair pulled to the side and draped over her shoulder. Her eyes flitted between Ave and me as she prowled for any hint of dishonesty or betrayal. No. I forced my voice to remain steady. We didn't have to escape. They aren't holding people against their will. I remembered when I used to look up to Cass, how much I'd wanted to be like her. All of the P3 community leaders were inspirational, but especially her. She was the one I saw at all the meetings, dressed in her crisp sky blue blazer. Now, though her virtual form seemed perfectly at ease, her voice sent a shiver down my spine. Cass chuckled to herself. That's an interesting interpretation. The Coalition isn't holding people. They're only taking them against their will. This was not the holier-than-thou Cass we were used to seeing in community presentations. As expected, she was fully aware of Kenna's raids, but I couldn't tell whether she was baiting us or honestly searching for answers. How much did she already know? Cass sniffed. So why would the Coalition go through all that effort just to let people go? I don't know. Ave shifted in his seat. They're searching for something, trying to find the right people. We obviously weren't them. Cass leaned back in her chair and crossed her arms under her distractingly large virtual chest. After spending more than a week in the real world, being linked back up to the edge made my head spin. Everything was garish, so bright it hurt. And the augmentations, to people or otherwise, felt more obnoxious than anything. I was struggling to keep my eyes trained on Cass's face, which meant Ave was doing a doubly remarkable job of staying focused. Cass didn't move a muscle, just stared forward and cocked her head as if her connection suddenly glitched. During our training, Kenna had explained that community leaders, since they weren't connected to the edge the same way we were, gave nothing away with their body language. At least not anything true. Their forms were predetermined and virtually rendered with a set number of motions and reactions, catalyzed by the sensors on their wrists. Which was a long way of saying our leaders showed us what they wanted us to see. For days, I'd been searching my memory, wondering how I hadn't noticed this before the meeting with Vera about Cerebralink. But why would I have ever questioned it? Cass remained still, and the silence was unbearable. My mind spun out of control and raced through all possible outcomes of this conversation while simultaneously questioning everything I thought I'd known about P3. Physically being here brought back feelings I wasn't ready to deal with. When Cass finally spoke, her voice was sugar sweet. So you simply told the Coalition you wanted to come back? I nodded slowly. Right. We said we weren't going to help them with whatever plan is in the works, that we love it here in our community and want Cerebralink. Channel tried to run away, Ave joked, and I laughed a little too quickly. As soon as we convinced them we'd only be trouble, they dropped us a few kilometers out, I added. Cass exhaled audibly. One of your friends, your partner for Worldbuild, came back earlier than you. Said she'd seen you, specifically, Channel. Why didn't you come back when she did? My mind raced and my palms began to sweat. Glynn. Of course she would have ratted me out. I cleared my throat. I know it doesn't show on my form, but we came back later because of this. I pointed to my forehead. Cass leaned forward. No world builder or community leader had an implant. She'd be able to see the still healing wound because she wasn't unreal. At least not anymore. My face flushed under her scrutiny. I was with Glynn that night, the night of their trek into P4. Glynn's name felt bitter on my tongue, but I pressed forward. I offered to go back to camp and make sure nobody escaped before the unreals could inform the community of their location. I tripped and hit my head on the way up the hillside.